the potential for a conflict in Venezuela. So we have had some information occur over that over the weekend. I want to bring you up to. Trump was asked just a couple of days ago, or I guess maybe it was yesterday. He was asked kind of where are we on things in Venezuela. Here's what he said.
We want to talk. You said Venezuela wants to talk. What does that mean?
Venezuela would like to talk. What does it mean? You tell me. I don't know.
You want to talk to them?
I talk to anybody. I talk to you, right? I talk to anybody. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, that, folks, that's not lending itself to a lot of confidence. You may recall a week or two ago, Trump was asked in the Oval Office. They said, hey, sir, turns out that Maduro is begging you. He's been giving you an English language statement. He's basically offering on a silver platter his oil, his gold, his other minerals, etc. And you saw Trump just dismiss it and said, yeah, he didn't want to F around with us. You remember him saying, right? It was after that, then there's been multiple meetings inside the White House about this situation here. The USS Gerald R. Ford, the biggest aircraft carrier in our arsenal, is there. There's lots of other destroyers, missile carriers, marine amphibious units, etc. All this stuff down there. News out that Trump has authorized the potential for CIA to conduct operations inside of Venezuela. More events, meetings took place toward the end of last week, and I think even one on Saturday. And yet, now then, he says, okay, I'm willing to talk. But Maduro's been trying to talk. Why are we talking now and when we didn't before? And then that was a really strange statement that he said. Well, what are you going to talk about? Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that the question was because, well, I mean, Maduro's already offered you the stuff and you basically blew it off. So what are you going to talk about? And he's like, I don't know. You tell me. What do you mean? You tell me. You're the president. The only thing that matters is what you say. It doesn't matter what anybody else speculates, not even us. As much as I have a high opinion of the show that we provide and the information we put out there and the observation and analysis, but at the end of the day, it's nothing but an analysis. I don't have any decision-making power. Only the president does. So everyone wants to know, what are you going to talk about? And when he just says, I don't know, I worry that he might mean that he might mean, I don't know. I don't know what we're going to talk about here. And that's a little bit more of a significant issue than it may appear. And we're actually going to we have a show later this week, and I'll give you more details of that as we get closer. I think it's going to be on Thursday with a doctor, a PhD and psychologist who says, there may be more to just, you know, not just a pejorative or insult that the president is having some cognitive decline, but there are some genuine possibilities that he may actually have some cognitive decline. And this could be one of the evidences of it, because this just doesn't make any sense at all. And the State Department spokesman also had an odd comment over the weekend where someone asked them what the situation with Venezuela was. And here's what they had to say.
No one wants a war with Venezuela. To the extent they're claiming it has something to do with the drug trade coming to the United States, the majority of drugs don't come through the Caribbean. They come via a land route that the president is ignoring because he is so focused on this absurd, illegal military campaign against Venezuela.
Absurd? What's absurd is the claim that he is ignoring the border. We have gone from the worst border crisis in U.S. history under the previous administration to the most secure border in U.S. history under this one. And that directly impacts the ability of these narco-terrorists to smuggle drugs into our country. Not to mention all of the trips the secretary has taken across our region, talking with our partners and allies about ways we can combat these narco-terrorists, working together. And also, the agreements I mentioned regarding the precursors of fentanyl, making sure that they can't fuel this illicit trade. That is absurd from that senator. That is not what we're seeing. This is an all-of-government approach.
Yeah, see, the thing is, though, we're not talking about whether you're controlling the border or not. I'm a fan of that. I thought that was an egregious failure by the previous administration to effectively let the border be open and did very little to stop illegal border crossers. So I'm 100% in support of that. Think that we should have done it a lot longer ago, and that's useful. But when you're talking about the drug issue and a potential war against Venezuela, that's what we're talking about. Is Venezuela one of the kingpins of especially the fentanyl, which is the big issue that's affecting the United States, and so many people are being killed from that, by drug overdoses, et cetera. Is Venezuela one of the primary countries? The answer is no. As I've said, depending on what ranking you want to look at, there's somewhere between 16 and 20th in the world Ironically, China and India are at the very top of that. Mexico, Colombia, it's a lot of others on top of Venezuela. Then the question is, why are you sending the U.S. Gerald R. Ford down to the number 16th in line and not even worrying about all those that are higher if you're worried about fentanyl? That's the question. And why are we talking about the possibility of military conflict with Venezuela, which doesn't make any sense at all? And a matter of fact, when you look at a report here, and I want to pull this up real quick, facts about fentanyl smuggling, because he's talking about the border being secure and that somehow is going to stop it. But then you look at the fact that this report can confirm that roughly 4 in 5 people apprehended for smuggling fentanyl into the United States at the southern border between October 2018 and 2024 were U.S. citizens, not Venezuelans. The rest were largely individuals with visas, border crossing cords, or permission to enter the United States lawfully at a point of entry. And let's see if I can go down here. I think it shows this is where their drugs come in. And you see the ports of entry, legal ports of entry, are the primary place where it comes in. Checkpoints, vehicle stops, and then this very small little black area here are between ports of entry, i.e. where some of these alleged drug boats would come in outside the ports of entry. That's not so. So stopping these drug boats has almost no impact whatsoever on all these other categories here. And you're going after the one who's at the bottom of the list on top of, you know, the drawer where the drugs are even coming from at the beginning. That's the big problem here. So when you're talking about where these drugs are coming from, you see that there's a big problem with where we're going to. And then the question is then, why are you using all this military power around Venezuela? Now, my hope is that we say, okay, this is a dumb idea. It's not going to help us. It's not going to work. And yeah, we've sent a lot of folks down there. Let's talk to Maduro. If you're looking for something, what to talk to him about, how's about, what can we do to make sure that there's no attack here? Now, honestly, there really isn't. We don't even have to talk to Maduro. There's no reason at all for the United States to attack Venezuela, period. Our national security is not affected. The drugs hardly have any association at all with Venezuela. There's a lot of others that we could be putting forward. Making border control points stronger, making the points of entry, having better security to be able to check for any kind of illegals coming in or any unauthorized drugs, pardon me. Those are the things. So where the drugs are coming in and we know about them, let's increase this surveillance there to make sure that we can interdict it. That's what's going to make the difference. And of course, if you're actually worried about the drug issue, then we also have to simultaneously get at the demand side of this inside the United States. You can't just say, well, we're going to do everything to just interdict and do nothing to people who were using all these illegal drugs and have the desire to have them and this fentanyl, et cetera. If you're not doing anything to get at the demand side, then you're not serious about an anti-drug situation. That's hard work. And we've tried all this before and had mixed or sometimes no success. But if you're going to try, if you're not going to even try, then that just exposes that you're really not serious about this. And then opens the question, what is the objective here? I don't know. But what we do need to know is that there doesn't need to be any military confrontation. So hopefully the administration will figure this out. We'll shut all this stuff down, bring the ships home. And if you want to put a fig leaf on it and say, well, we talked to Maduro and we figured XYZ out. If you want to get something out of it, I guess you can do that. But as long as there's no military conflict, which would be terrible for the United States, it would be terrible for the people of Venezuela, doesn't need to happen. And it will not help the drug problem, but probably will exacerbate the immigration issue, as there's almost always spillover from these kind of things. That's where we are. That's where we hope to be. We will come and see you at the next episode of the Daniel Davis Deep Dive. We may have another show for you later this afternoon, somewhere between 2:30 and 3 p.m. on where things are in the U.S. politics, especially in regard to the where we are now after the shutdown, and are we heading into another shutdown? What's going on with the ever popular or ever unpopular issue with I just went blank. I can't believe I did that on the Epstein files. Sorry, how did I miss that one? That's like it all roiling a lot of things, and all this stuff is kind of intermixed here. We may, if we can bring some stuff together, we're going to have that for you this afternoon. But in any case, do remember that we are on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podcast Addict. I know a lot of people really dig the podcast style of this, and we encourage you to go there if that's what you like, or share it with somebody else. because as we say a lot, we're unintimidated and uncompromised to bring you the truth, whatever it is. And you know, folks, you're watching our show. You don't get what we give you on very many other channels, because we're giving you the no kidding truth, because we care about the American people. We care about all the people. We're going to give it to you. Make sure you share it with somebody else who may need to have it. Thanks very much, folks. And we'll see you this afternoon with the Daniel Davis Deep Dive.